reversible transition between stage two and stage three, where they've gone from stage one, I'm a voter, politics is once every 4 years, I put a piece of paper in a box, to stage two, I'm marching through the street or I'm doing some sort of direct action to try to create parliamentarian change rather than just putting a piece of paper in a box. And then when they transition to stage three, which is I'm going to build a network, a community, we're going to be self-sufficient, self-forming, we're going to build parallel power structures, we're going to build independent schools, we're going to build independent communities. We're going to do everything we can to build power outside of the current power system because the current power system doesn't serve us. That's irreversible. And so the system is so cocky because it thinks that it can lose 1 or 2 or 5 or 10% of its population to building a parallel power structure. And that isn't going to sow the seeds of its destruction. And the other observation that I made is that not only is it irreversible, this transition, but also the reason why they're ignoring it and the reason why they're okay with this transition occurring is because, and this is just an observation, I think they're running out of time. I think that they know the economy is going to flop. I think that they know they don't really have much more than another decade in the system. And they're trying to get as much laws passed, as much parliamentarian policy passed to shape a more submissive and docile population for when these issues do occur. And that's why they want to bring in so many non-whites. That's why they're feminizing society. There's no way if you and I, and we're not really formally educated on the subject, if you and I know, if you and I have worked out that if you eat soy and you eat this shit, you're going to become a soy boy, you're going to become an idiot. You know, if you eat all this corn syrup and soy, you're going to become a submissive, docile, estrogenic retard. Like you're going to lose brain cells from eating all the sugar and soy. If you and I have worked that out, you think the think tanks in the government haven't figured it out? And yet they're subsidizing corn and soy. So they've been planning this for a really, really long time. And they're running out of time now. The system is losing control. And so they're trying everything that they can to create a docile population. All it shows to us is that we need to stay in that golden zone. I think the golden zone of the five steps, because stage four is what I say that Russia and Germany are in, and that, you know, some other countries are leaning into, where it's full state suppression, of white community building, white activism, full state suppression. And that's stage four, where I describe the process of what the Marxists had to do when the Tsar went full suppression mode on the Jewish communists. A lot of them had to sort of flee. A lot of them had to form underground networks, secret trade union movements, secret journalism. And it just pushes things underground. But stage four is still a relatively peaceful stage in this escalation. And then stage five is civil war. It's insurgency. And I believe that they would rather be in stage five or stage one or two. I don't think they want to be in three and four. But the absolute golden zone, in my opinion, for productivity as a movement is stage three.